This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A lot has to happen to make locally grown food available for a community to eat. As we wrap up our three-part series, The Local Food Challenge, this morning, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer takes us to Northeast Iowa to see one example of a strong local food system that could become a model for others.
The smell of baking dinner rolls fills the kitchen at Decorah High School in Northeast Iowa. Two kitchen workers mix a fresh broccoli salad while culinary specialist Chad Elliott packs up tomato soup. Elliott says most of the food served in the district is made from scratch. Many ingredients come from local farms and dairies.
We're getting local yogurt now, local beef, locally processed pork. I mean, we can get anything, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, watermelons, cantaloupe.
He started working with area farmers well in advance so they can plant with the school market in mind. And now, a regional food hub that acts as a matchmaker between farmers and buyers makes the connection even easier.
We can call the food hub and they'll take care of it for us. So, I mean, it's really easy to get a hold of locally grown stuff now.
From the launch of the local food effort here 9 years ago, producers have worked alongside buyers to push for a robust system that integrates local food into everyday life. Tom Wehner rounds up a couple of stray heifers at his dairy farm near Waukon, Iowa, about 20 miles from Decorah. Wehner has four daughters, and they all hope to continue in the family business.
We actually were spurred into action in 2009 when we had historic low milk prices for basically the whole year.
To sustain the next generation, Wehner knew his business needed to change. He and his business partners decided to branch out rather than buying more cows. Now, they produce the ready-to-eat dairy that shoppers want, like butter, ice cream, and cheese curds.
By maintaining ownership of the product right to a retail product, we thought it would give us more control over the price of our products.
The WW Homestead Dairy now operates an ice cream parlor in town and distributes products throughout the region.
Homestead Dairy comes in fairly often. It's pretty much the only ice cream that we have on campus now.
That's Wayne Tudor, head of food service at Luther College, which serves about 5,000 meals a day on its Decorah campus. That's a big piece of the puzzle, connecting farmers to a large area business that wants to buy local food.
The goal was 35% of purchases being local, and we hit 36.3%.
Local food seems to be working here. Sales in this rural six-county area reached $7 million in 2012. And in the past 5 years, the local food system has added 50 new jobs to the community, according to a survey of participants. Supporters say it can work in other places too, potentially creating jobs, supporting rural economies, and helping small and mid-sized farms. Nick McCann runs the regional food hub. He says everything here is replicable. The first step is forging relationships among growers, buyers, local governments, and university extension agents like him.
Once that some of that relational infrastructure is developed, then you can start taking some of these next steps in terms of actually creating the physical distribution infrastructure that we have now.
Relationships within a community build the system. But McCann says it's also important to exchange ideas with other places. And he fields plenty of inquiries, especially now that there's so much interest in local food projects. Craig Chase works on local food systems at the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University.
When you look at all the different projects and all the different organizations that are involved in food system development in Iowa and elsewhere is growing, and in some cases it seems to be growing exponentially.
Chase says ultimately that means more people will have access to local food.
As local food systems becomes more conventional, I guess, in some respects, I think you're going to be able to go to, you know, a wide variety of markets and have it available to you.
And more school children are likely to find local foods on their cafeteria trays. At John Klein Elementary in Decorah, first graders carefully carry that tomato soup and broccoli salad to their tables. Kyle Fye sits with his son, Caleb. Fye says the food is much healthier than he remembers from his school days. He likes the impact it's having on his son.
Because he's a lot more adventurous now with what he eats, and so, yeah, it's been good.
The people of Northeast Iowa may be on their way to having a permanent local food system and a new role, sharing the lessons they've learned throughout the country. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. To listen back to the other stories in our series, The Local Food Challenge, visit our website, kunc.org.